You're listening to SBS News. 681 community-acquired cases in New South Wales and one additional death, with a man in his 80s who had underlying health conditions dying in hospital. The man had had a first dose of vaccine. Southwest and Western Sydney continue to be the source of the majority of infections, with Marylands, Guildford, Auburn, Granville, Lidcombe, Greenacre and Blacktown named as areas of particular concern. There were 25 new cases in Western New South Wales, with 20 of the infections in Dubbo. The small, predominantly Indigenous community in Wilcannia had 3 new cases, and New South Wales Health is concerned about community transmission in the town. 474 people are being treated for COVID in hospital, 82 are in intensive care, and 25 of those patients are on ventilators. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says 28% of the eligible population in her state is now fully vaccinated. She's again foreshadowing a gradual easing of restrictions over the next few months as more people are vaccinated. By mid-November, New South Wales aims to have 80% of those eligible being fully vaccinated. Premier Berejiklian says if case numbers are driven down, people can enjoy much more freedom than they do today.
If they're reasonably low, you can have much more freedom than what we do today. You can get closer to what life looked like before the Delta outbreak.
What is reasonably low?
Well, that is advice that we take from health. So Dr. Chand will give us advice as we move closer to those targets. When we get to 6 million jabs, or just before then, Dr. Chant and her team will give government advice on what are safe things to do for vaccinated people. She'll give us advice at 70% double dose, what is safe things for us to do, and she'll give us advice at 80% on what are safe things to do. And her advice will depend on what the case numbers are doing at that time, as well as the vaccination rates. And I think people understand that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the New South Wales Premier is being realistic when it comes to case numbers. He says his understanding of the concept of COVID zero is having the lowest number of people infectious in the community.
Now, I think the Premier is being very realistic about what the opportunity to do that now in New South Wales is, given the status of the serious Delta outbreak that we're seeing there. And whether that can be achieved in Victoria with the cases we're seeing now and the extension of lockdown, well, time will tell. But the import of the suppression strategy is you must keep suppressing. You must keep suppressing. The lockdown in Sydney has to work for it to be lifted. It has to work. Suppression cannot be dispensed with for vaccination when you have the vaccination levels we have now.
But what if case numbers don't drop in New South Wales? Professor Brendan Crabb from the Burnet Institute in Melbourne fears daily numbers will keep rising unless the New South Wales government introduces more restrictions, including a curfew. He's told Channel 9, based on the current trajectory, New South Wales will remain in lockdown until the end of the year. And he's warning that that's a best-case scenario.
We're still in lockdown till Christmas or so, and then the vaccine-led exit, the modelling from the Doherty and other people, including ourselves, suggests you can move away from lockdown and you can open the borders up, albeit in an incremental way. But that depends on very low case numbers to start with. We're in completely new territory if we've literally got 10 to 20,000 people COVID positive in the community and 500 or 600 or 1,000 a day. The worst case scenario is that we have an Italy-style health catastrophe. And that is actually the trajectory at the moment. Whoa. So it can't continue. Let's not be forced into that position. Let's act now when we see it happening before it happens.
The Australian Capital Territory has recorded 16 new local cases, with 11 linked to existing infections and 5 under investigation. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says Canberrans must continue to follow the rules to ensure the outbreak can be brought under control.
There are no simple choices. It's often a choice of the least worst outcome. We either stop this virus now, or we live like Sydney for the rest of this year.
Victoria recorded 57 new local cases, with 44 in quarantine while infectious. 54 of the cases have been linked to existing outbreaks, leaving 3 cases under investigation. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's coronavirus response system is working effectively.
When the vast majority of those have been in isolation for their infectious period, that's exactly what we want. That's exactly the system working as it should work. And it goes to that point we've made a number of times, that the numbers, yes, they're important, but the story that sits behind those numbers is in fact more important than the numbers alone.
It comes as Melbourne marks a total of 200 days of being in lockdown since the beginning of the pandemic. One of Melbourne's 6 lockdowns lasted 111 days between early July and the end of October last year. Greater Darwin's lockdown has lifted as planned, but residents of Katherine will remain under a stay-at-home order for another day. No new COVID-19 cases linked to an infected defence contractor who travelled to Darwin and Katherine have been found. But some restrictions will remain in place in Darwin for the next week, including face masks being mandatory in public when people can't socially distance, and the continued closure of markets and gyms. People between the ages of 16 and 39 will be able to get a vaccination from the 30th of August, but the federal government says people in that category should not try to make a booking just yet. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes to see vaccinations being made available before the end of the year to children aged between 12 and 15. Children are among the people being treated in hospital for COVID in both New South Wales and Victoria. The federal government says half of Australians over 16 have had at least one dose of vaccine, while 28.2% are fully vaccinated. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.